Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only can you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, you're in for a special treat. Our clairvoyant medium, amongst many other talents, Kat Edwards, is going to be doing readings tonight, and she prefers to focus on other things than just readings these days. She's a diploma life coach. She's a civil funeral celebrant. She's a spiritual teacher and mentor, public speaker and singer, writer, and mom of four. So how do you like that? So she likes to wear her many different hats, but tonight she is going to be doing readings. She was born in Scotland and moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences at age 5. When she was 15, Kat bought her first deck of tarot cards and started to read for her friends, and at age 24, she began to read professionally. Since then, she's read for thousands of people. As a qualified life coach, Kat is able to mix her spiritual knowledge and abilities with her life coaching knowledge to give you a compassionate, thought-provoking, and guided experience which can be very helpful to assist you in your life direction. She specializes with you, helping you in your life direction, so that you can see the potential in yourself even when you can't. She sees the potential in you even when you can't. Pardon me. Her life's purpose is to honor life and encourage success. That's the life in you and the success that yours is yours for the taking. She is a guidance-style reader, which means she facilitates messages of support, guidance, and wisdom from spirit to you. Predictions may form part of the reading process, however, they are not the sole focus. And Kat, would you give the people your website and best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can contact me at katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and Kat is spelt with a C. And you can also find me on Facebook, just at Kat Edwards, and my Facebook page is Kat Edwards Spiritual, Life Coach and Spiritual Professional. Got up there for a moment. So that's me.
Great. So I didn't ask you, how are you doing tonight?
I'm really happy. I'm doing really well.
You sound good.
Thank you. Yes, today I'm heading off on tour, and so I'm going to speak to you, and then I'm going to pack my things, and I'll be off.
Would you like to tell a little bit about what the tour is going to be, Kat?
Well, part of my work is to voluntarily support the spiritual community and at spiritual centers and churches in my region. And I live in Brisbane, Australia, so I travel to the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast as well as around Brisbane locally, so it's usually within about an hour's drive of where I live. But I've been invited by the Archreverend of the United Spiritual Church of Australia to speak at three regional churches. And they're Menango tomorrow at 10 a.m. and Gympie Spiritual Church on Monday night at 7 p.m. and then Kurroi Spiritual Church at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. So I'll be going along, and they're by donation to that church. And I'm very honoured to be invited to speak there. I'm also offering spiritual guidance readings to people in the regional areas there, and I'm doing three workshops, numerology workshop in the Nango, a meditation workshop, and also a spiritual development workshop in Gympie next Saturday, and I'm hosting an evening event next Friday night, which is going to be a light-hearted review of spiritual awakenings. And that will include platform readings, but we'll also sing a few songs and have a few laughs. So I'm really excited about it. My father lives in Gympie. I've always sort of lived in the country. I've only really been living in the city for about 10 years. And so this is it's going to be good. It's going to be great to get out into the sticks, get some fresh air, meet some people, and serve the spiritual community. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. You sound very relaxed about it. I think that's an amazing testament to the state of your spirituality to be able to be that calm before you're undertaking such an endeavor. And I wish you nothing but the best, and I wish I could be there.
Oh, thank you, David. Yeah. I'll be posting updates on Facebook, I'm sure.
Good.
I will go along.
Good. I'll be looking for it. Well, we've got a lot of people on the line tonight, and not everybody's going to get a reading, and Kat and I are going to talk a little bit in between readings. So don't think that we're going to go just necessarily from one person to the next. But Donna holds the hallowed position of number one. Boy, Donna, you are good. She gets in the top three all the time. So shall we go to the phone lines, Kat?
Sure.
Okay. Donna, you're live.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Donna. How can I help you?
Well, you know, I got this message. My body told me, and during my meditation, that it's coming soon. And I've been asking the universe to meet a fellow to get married, you know, that will lead into marriage and more money so I can at least go traveling. And I wanted to know what you were picking up on this, please.
Okay. I'm just going to go quiet for a moment while I focus on you. So I've also pulled three cards, and I do actually have the center card as a wedding card. So there is love coming for you in your life. However, I feel like I want to encourage you to go traveling first and then meet the guy. I feel like you need to explore yourself and expand your mind and come to a place in yourself that you are able to be really open to someone completely different and in a positive way that will match you in your morals and your values. So we'd like to encourage you to go and expand your mind, go traveling. The first card that I pulled was the Moon card, and in this case, it's really saying to expand your mind and to look into the depths of who you are. The best way to do that is to travel. If you can't travel now, then start exploring yourself in other ways through research and learning, education. But yes, I do feel a relationship coming, and I get a feeling about 18 months for you to be standing there holding hands with somebody within the next 18 months. I do also feel that there are some fears. As you mentioned, there are fears around money. There seems to be some bothersome competing goals or conflicts with others also around money. So settle your debt, or decide if someone's ripped you off, decide whether or not it's worth pursuing, or if you just got time to deal with them. And don't worry. Don't focus so much on will it happen, make it happen. It's like if you can imagine a wish that you put to the universe as a stick of soap, you hold on to it too hard, it flies out of your hands and it lands on the floor and goes under the bench and you can't find it unless you bend over and hurt your knees to get under there. You know, it's a whole lot of mess. So the best way to, when you ask, is to just hold that wish in your hand gently, touch it, love it, and see it as already done. And by doing that, you allow it to manifest. You can't let a chicken grow in an egg. If you hold on to that egg too hard, you'll crack it. You need to nurture it, make it warm, and let it grow and gestate. So it's the same. It's the same with your wish. And keep focused on exactly the kind of person you want. Don't worry about the looks. You know, I mean, it's got to be attractive to you, but you might end up with a guy that, I don't know, got green skin. But gee, he's got a heart of gold. He just, you know, is green. It doesn't matter, you know. What matters is what's on the inside, and your soul will connect with his soul.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is don't focus so much on the outside. The inner wealth is more important. I mean, money's important, but the inner wealth is the deepest, most important thing that you will have in a relationship, and that's what will keep things going. So stay focused on love, on loving yourself, opening your mind more, and being the happiest you can be. That's how you're going to be the most attractive. Good luck with that. Good fortune.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Donna. God bless, honey.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. I loved what you were saying, Kat, about just holding on to the wish gently and seeing it as already done, just nurturing it like a hen would sit on an egg and just, or a bird sit on an egg until it hatched.
Mm.
I thought that you had some wonderful metaphors there. And I wondered if you wanted to say anything else while we're on the subject of manifestation and how people can indeed attract into their lives the things that they're hoping for.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm probably just like everybody else. I've been on a bit of a journey with this whole law of attraction bit. And the thing that I've definitely learnt is be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
But also be specific. And the best way is to write down everything you don't want and then get drilled down into what you do want. Because we're taught to focus on what we don't want a lot. And we can get into it's easy to get into a negative mindset. So get it out of your head. Get it out. It might take you a week to get everything you don't want out. Get it out. Doesn't matter what it is. It's a car, it's a house, it's a new partner, it's a new job, it's travel. Just get it out of your head, what you don't want. And then start to really focus on what you do want. And when you're focusing on what you want, let the happiness rise. It needs to come from your heart. The heart's a gateway to the universe. And the universe wants to, I mean, I'm not the person who quoted this, so please don't pretend or think that I'm pretending that I am. But the universe does want to play back. It wants to play with you. But it plays through the heart. And so, and in your heart, there's 40,000 neurons, which are brain cells. So listen to your heart. It's quality over quantity with those brain cells, by the way. They're highly potent.
Mm.
If your heart rises up a smile onto your face, you know that that's what you need. If you don't get a smile on your face when you're thinking about something that you want, your heart isn't in it.
Ah,
It's just a little indicator. Your body's so intelligent.
Yes.
You know, this body, it's a machine for life, and it's a highly tuned organism that has everything that we need in it. There's a transhumanist to think, oh, we have to have microchips and enhance this and that through technology. BS. The body is highly tuned. It has everything we need. We just have to learn how to use it. So that's what I would say to you.
Well, I really like the way you talk about using cues from the body, and especially whether or not it brings a smile. I think that's given me some new food for thought. And I encourage people to think with their hearts. I think that is it's a way to finding a lasting type of happiness. When you stay stuck in your head all the time, you don't necessarily find things that make you feel like singing.
Yeah, that's right. And when you're manifesting, the other thing that you want to do, David, is want to say already done.
Mm-hmm.
It's already here.
Mm.
You don't want to be saying, I wish, I want, or when it happens. No, that's all stopping it. That's holding the egg too hard. Make that egg crack. You need to be saying it's already done. It's already done. It's already done. And anytime you start to have those fears well up, it's not done. It's not coming on. Just go back to it's already done. And you can rub your tummy, because what's going on is the fear is coming up from the infant self, which we've discussed before, is the ego, which is just the infant self.
Yes.
The infant self is scared. It's focused on survival. It wants to make sure that everything's safe. So love yourself. When those fears come up, don't reject yourself. Don't tell yourself you're stupid. That's not serving anyone or you. Rub your tummy in a clockwise direction, the way that you would digest. And tell yourself it's already done. And soothe. Self-soothing is very important. Just by rubbing your tummy and self-soothing, you can absolutely change your mindset. And then when you're doing it, if you close your eyes and you just focus back on what it is that your heart really desires, and let that smile come back up on your face, suddenly the fears are settled, you're feeling settled, the infant self is feeling much better. You know, it's all tucked up and feeling warm again. Go make a cup of tea and fantasize about it being already done. Fantasize that you're already there. Fantasy is a great tool.
And what about using gratitude, thanking the universe for
the
gift that has manifested in my life, and not focusing on the lack or where is it? I love the way you talk about seeing it as already done. And speaking of already done, I think we should move on. We have two Sharons, and this first Sharon is from area code 954, and I'm coming to you right now.
Yes, hi.
You're
how
live,
are you?
Sharon.
Yes,
good.
Hi. How are
you?
Good, good.
Hi,
I just have a question. Hi, how are you? I just have a question that the second half of this year, I was just wondering, if there was going to be new job, relationship, finances, anything that you see as significant happening?
Okay. So, we are in the middle of the year. Where did that go?
True.
So that's a bit of a spin out. Someone say, oh, the second half of the year. I think, firstly, the great message for you is that the theme for the second half of the year for you is inner strength and a release. And in that inner strength and release is forgiveness and compassion for yourself and for others. But there's a real settled feeling coming over you over the next 6 months. And I think that's really, really important. because that's going to take you into a lot of new opportunities, because you're not going to miss them from feeling stressed. When we feel stressed out, it's like our eyes are darting everywhere, but we're not seeing, we're not focusing. But when we're calm, we can focus, and then we can see the opportunity, and we can also be prepared for the opportunity. And I feel that you've come to a place where you've been you are prepared, you are preparing, and you are prepared. And in that state, you are getting ready for the opportunity. There's no point. You can see an opportunity. I could be a 10-year-old kid, and someone says, "Here, I've got you a car. Off you go." Not prepared for that opportunity. Can't drive it. Too young. Mm-hmm. Don't have the skills. So we need to have preparation for opportunity before opportunity can be something we can take on. And so it all has to flow, it all has to match. And I feel that there's a lot of things that you've been doing that have been a preparation process. And it can be frustrating when you don't realize that that's actually what's setting up, because your higher self sets a lot of things up that the lower self, the conscious mind, isn't aware of. And that's what you may have found over the last year or so: too much work, maybe some stress, and also having to, sorry, it's my neighbour, he'll be gone in a second. For those of you who like motorbikes, we've got a really loud one. I'm sitting outside in the sun. It's winter here. I've got the sun on my back. Where was I? So there has been also acceptance of help. So, you know, if you're quite an independent person, that's a struggle. I struggle when people say, "Oh, I'll give you help." I struggle with it. One of the things that I learned, though, was if I wanted to receive from the universe, I had to accept and receive from other people. So I had to say yes. And no matter how awkward that felt or how weird, you know, like if someone gave me an ugly thing, a shirt or a pair of shoes, thank you is the answer, and then tuck them away and either put them in the dress-up kit for the kids or re-donate. But thank you and accept is a big lesson. And in receiving for the universe, if you've been doing that, that is part of setting yourself up for the next opportunity. When I focus on you, I also see food being given to you in gratitude. So, like, people give food to other people, birthdays, but also I just really love you, so I baked you a cake is something people do, or afternoon tea. There seems to be this, there's people that are grateful to you, and I feel that they want to, food is a way of expressing love in a physical form, and I feel that they want to give that to you. So there are people who are going to give you gratitude, which is really lovely. And then I can see a contract, and you're happy with it. So a contractual agreement is coming your way, and you're quite happy with it. So if that's work, that's what you want. But the top card that I've got here is the world, and that's a job well done. It's joy and contentment. It's a path toward enlightenment. So your next 6 months, if you continue on the path of receiving and being grateful, I feel that it will be quite positive. It won't be without its challenges. I'd be remiss in saying that. You have good and bad days. But I will say that I do feel quite positive about the path forward for you, and I do feel there's a contract there that you're going to be happy with. And I'm also, as I'm saying that, I'm hearing my guide say, tell her it'll be something that she enjoys. So there's enjoyment there with that. So if you love doing something and you do it well and you can get paid for that, go for that kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
absolutely.
There's no point. No, I mean, there's a lot of people, millions upon millions of people who get up every day and go to a job they hate. They're not doing productivity well. Go do something you love. if you can, if you know that it will cover the bills, go and do it. And you've got the skills, otherwise train for it and then go and do it. Because I'm really getting the nudge on you doing something that you love. And I'd say that to all people. Don't throw in the towel on something that you've got that's paying the bills. Train for something that you love and then go and do it. And build yourself up. And when it's time to get rid of the job you hate and shift into the one you love, you shouldn't have a financial freak out. It should be a smooth transition if you do it properly. But I feel for you that you will be happy. It'll be something that you'll be really happy about. So good luck with that.
Aw, thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. It's nice to hear a new voice. God bless. Okay, let's move on to Joanna, and then I had some questions for you, Kat. Joanna, you're live.
Okay.
Hello, David and Kat.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited to speak to you.
How can I help you?
I've had someone in my life for years, very dear. We love each other. Very dear, he's my best friend. But we are in two different countries. He is in Australia and I am in Florida. We started out wanting to pursue a relationship, but he panicked back then when I was going to move there. So he's been with someone, a very unhealthy person, and I didn't know, do you ever see this turning into a relationship where his name is Mark, for Mark and I? Do you see the two of us, you know, sometime in the near future pursuing a relationship?
John, I don't feel like it will manifest into a long-term deep marriage or anything like that. I feel that what you've got is a soul connection.
Yes.
But you both know it. When you met, you felt it. And in that soul connection is the deep love. I do not see the deep love going away. I do not see the friendship going away.
Okay.
If you've had an intimate union between each other, you need to decide whether or not you're going to continue to be intimate when you see each other. But I think you need to be spiritually grown up about this relationship. And it's a lot of people go into this. They meet somebody and they go, wow, the connection, oh my God, we've got to be together. But there's not the parallels. There's not the flow. You're in two different countries. He's playing out a experience that he has to go through with somebody else.
Exactly.
What I do see is that you and he have a deep soul connection, which means you've had multiple lifetimes together. You truly know each other. And if you chill out, you relax, and you love the fact that you've found each other, your friendship will last multiple lifetimes in the future. You know, boyfriends and girlfriends come and go, but true friends stay forever. Wouldn't you want someone like this to be a true friend forever? This person, you know, you might not see them for 10 years and it'll be like you saw each other yesterday. This is someone who's got a deep connection with you. Keep visiting each other, keep talking, but just be in that place of how can I put this correctly? It's just being spiritually mature. It's just going, you know what, this isn't in the flow right now. You've got to learn stuff and I've got to learn stuff. And
yeah.
I don't feel like there's a willingness for him to move to the USA. I feel there's a hesitation around that.
Right.
And I don't get every reason why, but I think it has to do with, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it has to do with his value system.
Yeah.
And the lifestyle. And I think he likes his lifestyle where he's at. And, you know, come out to Oz, see what the lifestyle's like. Really have a look and see if it's something that you want. You might not want it. You might go, you know what, I love my family and my life in the US more. So you see there's just not the flow. For you though, I'm getting over a cold. For you though, once you realize that what you got is a gift in this person, there is a little bit of healing around it. And then you're able to move into a new direction. And there's new education for you. And I feel like quite a positive change coming over your life. And there's a new move forward. There's also all the resources that will be available for you to manifest things. So I think that all you have to do is just kind of accept things as they are and then let it explore. So what we do is we actually just surrender and then explore it. But don't hold on to, we've met, the connection there, it has to be a marriage. Just, you know, chill out, relax. There's no big sky fairy staring at you, it's going to curse you if you, you know, you shag him and you go home. It's not going to happen. That's not real. So go and have a good time. But just remain spiritually mature about it and let yourselves grow. That's the way to go.
Right, definitely. Oh, listen, thank you so much, and bless you, and thank you, David, and bless you as well.
Oh, thanks, Joanna. God bless you, too.
Thank you, Joanna.
Okay, that was a wonderful reading. I love the way you talked about being spiritually mature. And I was reflecting back on the reading that you gave to Sharon, and you talked about going for what she loves as work. And to me, it's so important to do that with regard to anything, to go for your bliss. Do you want to say anything more about that as a concept?
Yeah, I think, you know, society has gotten so far, and it's not going to really evolve any further if we just look at churning out workers. Because that's great for the rich, and it's good for the middle class as far as they get to a certain level of comfort, and then they don't push any further because they're comfortable. And it's not so good for the people who are making just making ends meet, living from paycheck to paycheck. Some people, you know, living on terrible hourly rates. This isn't working.
Right.
What we need to do is encourage our children to pursue what makes them happy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a child that loves building model airplanes, then let them go into a workplace where they build big airplanes. Now, because they love building stuff. And it happens to be for airplanes. If you have a child that loves to sing and dance, get them in the entertainment industry. Get them, you know, singing and dancing and expressing themselves, but encourage them to make up their own stuff. If you've got a kid that loves digging in the garden, get them into horticulture. What did you love to do when you were a kid? What lit you up? What fascinated you?
Mm.
Get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, be realistic because you got to pay those bills.
Right.
So don't, unless you've got lots of money in the bank, which some people do and they can do, and you read these books where people go, oh, one day I just decided to throw in my corporate job and I went around the world for a year and then I decided to completely change the course of my destiny and start a new career path. Well, you know what? They had it all tied up financially. To be able to do that, they had it all tied up financially. Not everybody does. So keep the crap job you've got that's paying the bills and turn the television off, turn YouTube off, turn your gaming off, and start focusing on what you love. Pick up your paints, pick up your little airplanes, enroll in that writing school, enroll in that horticulture class, that landscaping class. Do something that makes you really happy. You know, I met a fellow who was up for, he did some concreting for my father. He was a Brazilian chap. And we started asking him about himself. And he turned out he had 2 degrees and he'd also had a couple of other trades under his belt. He's a lifelong learner. And we said, well, why did you settle on concreting? He said, I just really love concrete. I just really love doing this stuff. So he had all the education behind him. He'd been pushed to do a whole lot of things by his family that weren't for him. And in the end, he settled on what he really enjoyed. He really enjoyed concreting.
I love
and
it.
There are people out there who do.
Yeah.
There are people out there who love cleaning. They should just clean. They should be. And I tell you what, I worshipped my cleaner when I had her. She was fantastic. Without her, my whole household would have gone fallen apart. People like doing stuff. Let them do it.
Absolutely.
And don't belittle them because they like doing it. They like being a plumber. Let them be a plumber. But don't think that you have to give up who you are so that you can go and do some soulless job for the rest of your life and then you retire and die. That's just not it. That doesn't work. And the evolution of humankind can't support that any further. If we turn around and we look at the psychopathic system that we're under and we realize that they're only focused on churning out workers doing stuff that's going to make them richer, and that work is soul-draining, if it's not something you love, then all you have to do is not focus on that system and just focus on love. Focus on what makes you happy. And if everybody started doing that, the economy would change because there would be happiness. There would actually be an economy of happiness. We'd have kids that are coming out of school happy because they're going into stuff that makes them happy, not, oh, I've got to go and do something that's going to make me lots of money, which is what a lot of kids do. Yeah, money's good. I'm not saying it's not good because without it, we can't eat and have a house. But happiness is better.
Absolutely. And to put the focus on money, you lose your values. It becomes just an exercise in getting an end, a means to an end, and you lose yourself and your soul along the way, I think. I love what you're saying about being happy and the fact that even if you have a job that may not be the ideal for you, that you can pursue those passions that you have avocationally. And I think we better move on. But thank you for all of your thoughts on that. That was wonderful. I would like to, it may not be practical, I'd like to try to get to 3 more of the callers. Carla is next in the queue. And Carla,
Hi.
You're live. Hi.
Hi, I have a question.
Hi,
my office space that I'm renting, the lease is up on the 30th of this month, but I still haven't found a new office yet. When do you see me finding another office that's for my highest good?
Well, as we were talking, I had a vision of you looking around at a new office and saying, I love it. So I feel that there's one coming, and it's coming soon. You might have to do a little bit of personal shuffling, and the 30th is only a week away.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like you'll find something pretty soon, maybe within the next 14 working days.
Within the what?
When I see it, within the next 14 working days,
okay.
When I see the office, I'll just describe the vision. I see you looking up at the ceiling and turning around a 360 turn. I see windows, and I feel like there's a view. I feel like I'm looking out on water or a landscape. There's definitely got some water in that view. And I feel I feel good. I feel very good about it. And I also feel like it's affordable. So I don't feel like it's a stretch. How did I come across it? Well, by chance I heard about it is what I'm hearing in the vision. Because in the vision I'm seeing you telling somebody about how you had it, how you got it. And I'm here. It's like I'm trying to describe what I'm seeing. It's like you having a coffee with a friend 2 weeks later. Came across it. I think you need to say to the universe what you want, and then just keep focused, because it will come to pass.
Okay.
But I don't know that you will necessarily be in another office by the end of next week. But I do get number 14, and so I'm feeling like that's 14 working days.
Okay.
And I also feel, I have to say, that you thrive. I don't feel like you've really been able to thrive where you're at, but I do feel like you'll be able to thrive. I feel like you need to be less B. You're not being less B where you're at. In the office that you're in now, there's noise or there's disruption. The energy's not quite right, feels thick, but where you're going to be at, I feel like the energy's lighter. I feel like the other people within that vicinity are more courteous, polite, and professional. And so the atmosphere is a more easygoing atmosphere. It's much more conducive for what you need. I also feel, are you fed by the medical industry and what you do? Or are you in the medical industry yourself? Because
I am. I'm a massage therapist, but I also do healing work and teaching.
Okay, yeah, because I just saw you getting a lot of work, because I just saw a hospital region. Like, I don't know what it's like where you live, but here in Brisbane, hospitals are sort of like a mini city in themselves. That's the way they've become. There's restaurants, cafes, there's bloody, million story car parks. And I mean, we don't have as many people as you guys have over in the US, so I'm exaggerating. But I see a lot of people coming from the medical industry into you. So people who are patients, obviously, but they're being fed, so there's referrals coming to you. So wherever plug yourself in. Oh, yeah.
So you'd be getting a lot of referrals from people?
Yeah, people knowing about, yeah. So like, doctors sending their patients, or you need a massage, go to her. Nurses with a bad back because they've been bending over treating patients, I'll go to her, I feel like people will come to you, and people tell people about you, but I want to encourage you to get your name around the medical people, because you can really do some good work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do more than the normal healing work.
Just stay positive and get your you know, I'm in the allopath and they're in the academic zone, so they have to, you have to tweak the wording so that it suits them and it fits into their mindset. Okay, so tweak the wording on your card and on your flyer to suit them and their mindset and let them come and heal them. They're only going to be putting their hands on other people, innocent people, and you're channeling through the light into them. So you see how your work will then ripple effect out?
Mm-hmm.
You see how you can become a harbor of light?
Mm-hmm.
You see how you can bring in the spent healers and recharge them and send them back out to do their good work? You see that?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
That's what you do. That's what you do. Okay, well, good luck with that, Carla.
Thank you, Carla, for calling, and best wishes to you.
Okay, thank you so much. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Blessings to you. You know, one thing that, while we're waiting to move on to the next caller, okay, there goes Carla. One thing that amazes me is that 90% of requests for readings have to do with career, relationships, finances, that kind of thing. How many people do you find that come to you just looking for an open reading, whatever spirit has to give them? Does that happen very often or no?
It does. It does happen. It's probably one in every 50. It's not usual. It's somebody who's been on their spiritual path for a long time and recognizes that I can tap into them. So they have to recognize it in me first. And then when they do, they can call on me. I've actually been to readers and said, hey, I know my guides need to tell me something. Can you tell me what it is? And I don't get the answers. So I haven't found someone that can do it for me, but I've found that people have asked me. I'll have people that will come and they'll spend their money on my time just to pick my brain about this, about spirituality and their path.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit there with them and give them a spiritual teaching session.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them meditation techniques and teach them ways to charge their chakras, ways to clear the pineal gland, ways to understand what's going on a spiritual level for them.
Well, people go to. I just wanted to put in a plug for your website, Kat, and then please complete your thought. There's so many of you out there, and there's so little time left. But please check out Kat's website. It's katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and that will give you a sense of the different things that she can do for you, and I encourage you to consider getting in touch with her for a reading or a session of some kind or other. What were you going to say, Kat, before I interrupted?
No, last week I did a fundraiser for the spiritual church that did readings, and I think because it was people coming from the spiritual community, the majority of those readings had spiritual teaching in them, and those people were quite focused and open on having direct guidance from spirit. There was only a couple of people that were looking for more corporeal world information.
Interesting.
So I think it also depends on the community that you're working with.
Sure.
Mm.
Sure. Well, let's move on. We have another Sharon here. I don't know if it's realistic to think that we can get beyond one more, but let's see how it goes. Sharon, you're live.
Hello. Hello. Hi, David and Kat. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
You know, Kat, I've had a reading from you in the past, I'd say 20 months. You've given me 2 readings off the air. You're so accurate. That's all I want to say. One was an open reading and one was a specific reading. That's all. Okay. I have a specific question.
That's it, Sharon?
I have a specific question tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
I am taking an exam, Kat, on July 20th, and I want to see if you see me passing it. And what do you see in my career in the next few months? Excelling. How's that? Thank you.
Yep. So I'm just focusing.
Oh, I know.
Sorry, we've got people leaving the house where I'm staying.
It's a very hard test.
So
yeah,
focusing on...
Go on.
Sorry, I just got a bit distracted then. Just focusing on this... It was, just remind me, it was the exam, yes?
Yes.
There is 2 things for you as far as this exam goes. Take the time out to meditate on knowing all you need to know. So what you do is you go into meditation, right, with the... affirmation, just saying over and over in your head, I have learnt it, I know it, it is, and I easily remember it. So whatever subject matter that you're studying, you visualize the textbook or you visualize the teacher and what they've taught, or you just remember the classes, you know, just as like, this is not the words, just the images. So you're seeing the images, and in the meditation you are saying, I have learnt it, I know it, and I easily remember it all. That there, by doing that, you're telling your subconscious mind, you can recall that, I can recall that. Makes it easier when it comes to the exam. And it also calms those nerves for exam time too, because you're saying to yourself, I already know it, and I'm going to easily remember this. I've learned it. I know it. It's easily recalled. I know it.
Okay.
That's the first thing. There's also a transition around this exam. It's you're moving on from being a student of this particular subject matter. But because you're moving on, there's a deeper sense of trust in the work that you're in and growth in your career. So it will settle you a bit. It will make you feel more settled and more confident in yourself and in your career, which is really important. I also feel that there's some really good advice that will come your way as far as that work goes. And again, I'm just pulling some cards while I'm talking to you, and I've got there's a moving on experience as well, a desire to move on. So, and it's a spiritual growth experience that you're having, you need to move forward. So I don't feel like you'll quit your job and go and live in the Bahamas, but I do feel like you might, with the confidence of having passed that exam, got the qualification you need, you might look at getting a promotion and moving up.
I get it. I can really say that because there's 2 women in my department that are like sharks. They try to down me. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, it was definitely for your own soul, you know, moving away from them is good. We can't I mean, I suppose you could, if you wanted to, you could go and try and make it hard for them so they moved on, but it would just be easier if you were getting yourself stronger and you moved away from them.
I know.
Because karma will take care of them. Karma will take care of them, and you don't want to be stuck in mud anyway.
I know.
So you release yourself and fly, and don't worry about them.
Yeah. My exam will make me go to another department or a better position at the job. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that'll be fantastic. The further you can get away from people with small minds, the further you're going to get into a situation where you're people with bigger, more open, educated minds who value you because they value themselves.
Oh. I know.
The people who belittle other people, they don't value themselves. They're kidding if they think they do. They've forgotten who they are.
I agree totally.
If you have
totally.
Self-worth, why would you need to go and do that? Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
So good luck, Sharon. I think everything will work out just fine. But, yeah, stay focused when you meditate. Just get into that affirmation. Tell yourself, I've learned it, I know it, and it's easily recalled. And just remember the vision, remember the images of the textbook, the teacher, whatever videos, whatever it is that you've learned, the learning phase, remember it in images, and to just keep telling yourself that. And then you can do little pop quizzes for yourself, try and write down everything you remember about certain things. But I reckon you'll be fine. The other thing I recommend, and this is because I've done it when I was a medical student, look into some chocolates, ice creams, anything high in sugar just before you go into that exam. The reason is because sugars feed the brain. The brain actually operates on simple carbohydrates. So that's a time to have a treat, is before the exam, not after. So go have your salad after. Have a celebratory salad and a glass of water after your exam. Beforehand, reward yourself for all your hard work and hook into a dirty, great big chocolate sundae and feed that brain so it'll be much easier to recall the information.
Kat, thank you so much. And I want to tell you, the two readings you've given me off the air were so accurate. I just want to let everybody know that you are the real deal. Thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's,
lots of love.
That's wonderful testament to get. Sharon, best of wishes on the exam. And we've come toward the end of the hour here. It's happened quickly, and I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody, especially the people that I've talked to ahead of time. But, you know, you can certainly get in touch with Kat through katedwardsclairvoyant.com or send her a request on Facebook. And, Kat, you know, I wish you well with this tour. I think it's going to be an amazing experience for you and for those people that are exposed to you during the course of your endeavor. So I wish you the best with that.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks for having me, David. And I also want to thank Donna, Sharon, Joanna, Carla, and Sharon for giving me the honor of allowing me to read for them tonight. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you again, Kat, and God bless, and we'll be talking soon.
All right. Lots of love, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, folks, it's time to take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night and God bless. Thank you.